Sure. So Select USA is a new initiative. The president just signed an executive order authorizing an interagency working group that has an executive director who's housed at Commerce that will be tasked with helping companies to navigate some of the red tape or some of the barriers that sometimes confront them when they're trying to decide between investing in the United States or another country. And so that's both domestic companies that may be looking to expand, to build a new plant. It could be a foreign company that's considering whether they want to come to the U.S. or someone else. And as you probably know, in most countries, certainly in developed countries around the world, there is already something like this, a national entity of some sort that can help speed up the permitting process and other sorts of things so that they're more competitive than other countries out there. And we're really trying to do the same thing so that we can encourage more companies to build here, to invest here, to expand here, and most importantly, create more jobs here.
Now, entities like this in other countries oftentimes have also some power of the purse behind them to use incentives to bring companies to their countries, the same as, say, when there was a competition between one state and another state for a plant of some sort. There are incentives like that. Is there going to be potentially at some point that kind of power of the purse behind this effort?
There are not plans at this point to have additional dollars that are there. As you mentioned, states already often have some of those abilities, some of those tools, if you will, both from the tax financing side and also from loan guarantees or other sorts of actual pools of capital that can be used to advance someone's project. And, of course, there are existing resources of that sort at the federal level already, whether it's loan guarantee programs or federal transportation dollars. So there are already the dollars that are out there. This is really more an entity that can push things along across all of those bodies.
This working group, there's a list here of all the agencies that are involved in this, and we'll post it up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. It's just about every agency that's involved at any level with job creation and business growth. How will the agencies that are on that list be interacting with each other as part of this working group to exchange ideas and information and so forth?
Sure. There's several ways. And first, I'd like to mention that this group is reports into the National Economic Council and therefore into the president. So one of the things that's important about this is that all these groups that are together are working in a way where they have to report back to the president's office about how things are going. We think that's an important step. The way in which they'll actually work together, it'll be senior staff from every one of those agencies that'll meet on a monthly basis at least, and the executive director of Select USA will be able to walk through existing projects that they're working on and try to get a sense of where there may be some barriers or how one could work with the next in order to clear things up and speed things along.
The release also says the Secretary of Commerce shall designate a senior staff member as the executive director to lead the initiative. Do we know who that's going to be yet?
We do. It's a gentleman named Barry Johnson, and Barry was named as the executive director. He had been here at the Department of Commerce as the senior policy advisor in the Economic Development Agency. Barry also has, I think, 15, 20 years in the private sector, and so he has great experience, and we think he's going to be the perfect person to lead this.
Understanding that interacting with the private sector is important, do you know if the other agencies will be looking for people with some private sector experience to contribute to this effort?
I would imagine so. This clearly part of being effective here is having people who understand some of the needs of the companies they're going to be working with. It's not a requirement, but clearly it's something that would be helpful.
Have you started to get a sense of the kinds of people or the kinds of work or the kinds of situations that the agencies will be bringing to this working group? Are you getting any really early feedback saying we can't wait to get started because we want to talk about blank?
Well, certainly the initial feedback from across the administration, as you would expect, is people are saying this is really exciting because we think it'll help create more jobs and help smooth some paths so that there'll be more economic activity out there, the more the better. In terms of specific projects, no, and I think it's important to note that the initial impetus for a particular project hitting our radar is most likely to be coming from governors, so coming from states who are saying we're now in competition, we think we're close on this, but we know that we're still competing against Singapore, who's offering all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
So can you all help us as we try to close this out in the final steps? Now, businesses can directly contact Select USA themselves and there surely will be some of that as well. But our sense is we'll really get engaged once a state realizes we're down to the final push, if you will, and that's where they'll engage us.
Excellent insight. Thanks for telling us about this program, Matthew. We'll have some details on it at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. Thanks for being on the program today.
Okay, and if I could just tell you one more thing.
Sure.
www.selectusa.gov. If anyone has questions, they can go there or feel free to contact the Commerce Department directly, and we'd love to talk more about it.
All right. We'll link that up on the in-depth page as well. Thank you very much for telling us about it.
Thank you, sir.
Matthew McGuire is the Director of Business Liaison at the Commerce Department on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. You can read about Select USA Initiative on the in-depth page.